Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. My guest today is Dr. Matthew Bosner, Director of Cardiology and Chief of Medical Staff. And today we're going to get an update on COVID. So what is it?
Well, we're having another mini surge of COVID in our community and throughout Missouri. Actually, Missouri is the state with the highest amount of new cases of COVID in the last month, which is distressing. And we're also seeing it here in our community. In the last month or two, we had very few reported COVID cases. But in the last 2 to 3 weeks, we actually have had 20 to 30 new COVID cases reported, and about a third or one out of three patients who are tested for COVID are positive. We need to keep in mind that a lot of people are doing home testing, so we don't have that data. So we don't know the total amount of people in the community who are affected, but we sure know that it's changed in the last couple months.
It certainly has. The hospital has reinstated its mask mandate. Perhaps more of a precaution. We shouldn't be overly alarmed at that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's a precautionary measure, and masks are always a good idea when you're in a situation where you don't know that the other people around you have been fully vaccinated and had their boosters. This will include when you're at the grocery store, like large sports events or a graduation, which is, since we're now in graduation season, that might be a good protective measure, as well as making sure that you're up to date on your COVID vaccination status. Okay, and what the recommendations are, if I could just reiterate what the vaccination recommendations are for children between the age of 5 and 12, it's recommended they have the two-shot series, and it doesn't matter if it's Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. We generally have the Moderna vaccine in our county, but people get their vaccinations other places. The Pfizer vaccine and Moderna vaccine are actually interchangeable. For individuals greater than age 12, it's recommended they have the two-shot original vaccination series, and then 4 weeks later get a booster. So to emphasize for individuals and which are adolescents as well as adults over the age of 12, we do three shots, which is the two-shot initial series and a single booster. And the third category is people over the age of 50, adults over the age of 50. It's recommended that you have a fourth shot, which is basically a second booster. And that's just to boost the immunity, because it appears that the first shots that we got 6 to 12 months ago have waning effect. So we like to get booster level up, especially now that we have increased amount of COVID in our community, and we're suspecting in the fall that we'll have another boost of COVID. So let's all make sure we get our vaccinations. And you can go to the health department for that, or you could talk to your doctor and they can help you get that set up.
And much like the flu shot and anything else, it may not prevent the COVID virus, but it may lessen its severity.
Exactly. That's an excellent point. Thank you for bringing that up. One of the main issues of the COVID vaccine and the benefits is that your body has seen the virus before, and when you are exposed to it, you will get an immune response. Now, it might not be strong enough, and that's why you still might get COVID. Even if you've had vaccinations, but what we're seeing is that the amount of hospitalizations and the amount of deaths, which basically correlates with the severity of disease, is still down significantly. So it appears that individuals who are getting COVID in this period of time have milder cases, much like the flu, a mild flu, or cold, or upper respiratory infection. And just to bring up that point, if you do have a cough, fever, chills, aches, or a significant nasal congestion, it's very important to discuss that with your healthcare provider or go to our walk-in clinic, because we would like to test you for COVID and then get your treatment underway to improve your symptoms.
And let's talk about the treatment of COVID. It has changed over the past 2 years, hasn't it, as you learn more and more?
Exactly. As we learn more and more and we get different variants, we're learning that the treatment is basically symptomatic, which is giving inhalers, breathing inhalers, to help open up the airway passages. We can use Tylenol or ibuprofen for fever, chills, or aches. and we're reserving the medication, which at this point is generally pill form, except if you're in the hospital, sick enough to be in the hospital. And there's two different pills available. We have plenty of stock in both of our pharmacies, at the Bloomsdale Pharmacy up north and at our hospital-based outpatient pharmacy. So if you do test positive, especially within the first 5 days, and you still have symptoms, that's a good indication to get treatment with the specific medication that can be prescribed by your primary care provider.
What's your best guess, Dr. Bosner? COVID's going to be with us a long time, isn't it?
I think it's going to be with us a long time. I think what's going to happen is that there's going to be a little more of these variants to come and go, but it should be like the situation as we're seeing now, which is that it should be relatively mild because 65 to 75% of the population has been vaccinated. And what we're hoping is that in the years to come, maybe 2 or 3 years, the COVID vaccine will be included as part of your flu shot. And this is exactly what we did with bird flu about 10 years ago. There was we may all remember that there was a significant epidemic of bird flu, and that gave death and illness to a lot of people. But in about 3 or 4 years, the individuals and companies who make the vaccines was able to incorporate the bird flu into the flu vaccine, which is why we give the flu vaccine earlier now. You know, about 10 or 20 years ago, you used to get your flu vaccine in October, November, or even December. But now we're recommending you get your flu vaccine in September, because that's when we see that peak of that bird flu that can be very problematic. So we're giving flu shots earlier, and hopefully in several years we'll be able to incorporate the COVID vaccines so you won't have to get extra shots when you go to the doctor in the fall.
There's a lot for you as a medical provider to keep on top of, isn't there?
Yeah, it's an ever-changing field, and it's very important to stay in contact, to read through the hospital website. The website for the Centers of Disease Control, www.cdc.gov, is an excellent resource for information. It discusses different categories. If it's a child you're concerned about, adult, an older person, individuals with cancer. So there are some specifics for different groups, but you'll get excellent information on the CDC website. And we posted some of that information on our hospital website. And of course, contacting your provider and having an open discussion with your medical provider who knows you well is key to maintaining healthy at all aspects of your life.
Oh, that's great information. We certainly appreciate your time today. Our guest today has been Dr. Matthew Bosner, Director of Cardiology and Chief of Medical Staff at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital.